On this episode of Watch Time, we'll be talking with Megan Hurley, the owner of Style Council, and we'll be discussing wardrobe, makeup, and set dressing and why it's so crucial to a video project right after this. Welcome back to Watch Time, everybody. We're here with Megan Hurley. Thanks for coming on the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, I'm excited about today's topic. I feel like, you know, makeup and wardrobe and set decoration, all these things are like so important, but nobody really talks about it. And it's really key. And I feel like a lot of people are not even utilizing it. So I'm excited to get your insight on this.
Thank you.
But prior to jumping in, why don't you give us just a little bit of background about you, like who are you, like who you are, like where you came from and how you got into all this?
Okay. All right. So, my name is Megan Hurley. I'm the owner of Style Council, and Style Council provides hair, makeup, and wardrobe for commercial productions. Mm-hmm. And I would say, and I know this is kind of may sound odd, but I've really been immersed in style since I was a kid. And now I think some dreams of mine are starting to come to fruition, but it's truly just returning to what I loved as a child. Mm-hmm. And I want to say that, you know, a lot of that was from my upbringing and both of my grandmothers. One I call Nana, and the other is Grandma. But my Nana was an extremely stylish woman. I mean, she just, the epitome of kind of class. And when I would spend time with her, which was a lot, I spent a lot of time with her, she would just give me full rein to her wardrobe, to her closet, to her makeup, to her perfume, you know, and it was just my playtime.
Yeah, that's like any little girl's dream.
It was wonderful. It was so great and so much fun, and she just really didn't put any rules to it. And I really, truly started to develop my eye for style by just that and spending time with her and playing in her wardrobe, really. And then my other grandmother sewed. Mm-hmm. So I started to learn about clothing construction and, you know, the details that went into designing a garment. And although I'm not a fashion designer by any means, I understand what goes into it. Mm-hmm. Which then I think led me to a greater appreciation for style as I got older. You know, a lot of people think that style, whether it's beauty, hair, makeup, is very vanity driven. And to an extent it is, because it's very outward facing. Mm-hmm. But I've always been attracted to style on what lies beneath and the story behind it. So even, you know, once I got to be 12, 13 years old, there was a really popular show that's going to date me a bit, but it was on MTV called House of Style.
Oh, yeah.
And Cindy Crawford was the host. Mm-hmm. And I loved that show. I mean, I probably, if they reran it, I rewatched it. Mm-hmm. It was just so much fun. But it gave you the story behind what a designer was doing and why they were doing it. Mm-hmm. And that's what I really was attracted to, was style. It was, I mean, of course, you want to, like, have fun and look great, but I was more attracted to, like, why are they choosing that? Why are they using that color? Why is this trending right now? And that's really where my love for it began. And it's been a part of my life, my whole life. But professionally, I took some ebbs and flows. Mm-hmm. I haven't always been a stylist. I was in commercial real estate for a while. But it gave me a really good foundation of, I think, what it takes to build a business, the bones that go into it. And then I had a really great experience working with, she's a business mentor of mine, and she truly always will be. She was a owner of a salon in Cuyahoga Falls, and she also held a very prominent position with a beauty brand. So I got to see how she operated her business on a level that infuse beauty. Obviously, she owned a salon, but it fed both for me. It fed a creativity need, and it also fed a business need for me. And then Style Council was born 3 years ago.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit more about, you know, what Style Council does. And I know you're, you know, in commercial productions. Mm-hmm. But, you know, when people come to you, what kind of services or what kind, what can you help them with?
So what we're really focused on is commercial productions in terms of, could be photography or videography. Mm-hmm. But we want to provide hair, makeup, wardrobe, and set styling support for those productions. Mm-hmm. You know, I truly believe that not just with commercial productions, of course, this would be with film too, although I don't have experience in film. That could be in my future, mm-hmm. but for now it's mostly in commercial productions. But it's those details that maybe aren't addressed. Mm-hmm. That if they were, it could have a little bit more emotion to it. It could connect to your audience a little bit better. Somebody suggested a podcast to me yesterday. I'm not going to get the name of it correct, but I believe it's 99% of Unseen or something like that. Mm-hmm. And when he told me about it, I was like, I instantly know what it's going to be about.
Yeah.
Because it's the unseen, I guess, magic that mm-hmm. you could put into somebody's wardrobe, or even I will go far as to say, is to have somebody on set that can, for lack of a better terms, take care of the mm-hmm. talent, take care of the setting, how things look, how they're presented, have that eye for detail that will then make the talent feel more comfortable. Mm-hmm. They'll be more comfortable in front of the camera. Mm-hmm. Your setting's gonna feel like it has, for lack of a better term, a feminine touch to it. And, you know, commercial productions, I love being on set. Like, it's a world to me that's still kind of new, but when I'm in it, I'm like, this is great. I love it.
Yeah.
But it has a lot of masculine energy to it, right? I mean, it's equipment, it's like timing, it's da-da-da-da-da. Mm-hmm. So, you know, having Style Council there, we're just able to round things out a little bit better, give it more of a feminine touch mm-hmm. in something that can be very, like, regimented. Yeah. And, like, we've got 5 hours, we got to get this shoot, da-da-da-da. And that's kind of what we want to start providing, yeah. you know, and the tools of that are hair, makeup, and wardrobe and set styling.
I think that's really great, like, that you guys provide that service, because I think a couple things. One is, like, I feel like, to your point, like, when people are on camera, they're nervous enough. So, like, totally. If you don't feel like you look good, you know, like, it's like, I feel like when you have that confidence, like, when you dress, like, and you feel like, man, I feel like I'm dressed appropriately, I look
yes.
good, you have confidence.
Yes.
And so you're giving them that confidence. I feel like that's key. And a lot of, we preach a lot on the podcast about, like, just trying to help, like, marketing professionals, small business owners, and people that don't understand the industry get a better grasp on video marketing, video production process. And this is one of those things that I feel like a lot of marketing pros and business owners just kind of toss out the window because they don't see the importance of it.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly because, and it may not even be that they don't see the importance of it, they may not know it even as something that should be important.
Exactly. They've never experienced it or felt
yeah.
it. And, you know, it's not like you have to bring this high fashion approach to the mm-hmm. production. It's refinement.
Yeah.
You know, and especially if your client or any client is taking the time and funds to invest in a project mm-hmm. to help promote their business, you make sure it looks really good, mm-hmm. but also not does it only look good, but that it emotionally connects to the audience that you're trying to speak to.
Yeah.
And that often I feel takes a person on set, a couple, even two people on set, that is their sole focus.
Mm-hmm.
Is the presentation, but, you know, also making the talent feel supported.
Well, and I think, like, to your point, like, the confidence aspect of it, like, what, like, and the investment. So, like, when somebody's mm-hmm. making an investment in video, and we've talked numerous times on this podcast about how expensive it can be, like, the extra amount to have you come in and make sure that the talent sounds confident, to make sure that the, you know, the set looks right, like, those little details matter. It's like, if you're gonna make that investment, it's like, you wouldn't go buy a car, you know, and then, like, have, like, a mismatched door, like a brand new car.
Exactly.
You want it to all look like it fits together.
Yes.
Yeah.
Completely.
So.
Yeah, and that is a major thing, like, we do here, you know, people sometimes can be nervous about what they're going to say, but we get those comments all the time. Can you make me look younger? Can you work in post-production to take out my wrinkles? You know, or I hate, you know, when we give them a video and they're like, oh, the video looks great. I just can't watch myself. You know, like that there is a big confidence issue there. And the reassurance, just having like someone, you know, double checking that like your hair is in place and like everything's in its place.
Yes.
And I mean, I think too, like, you know, video is an investment, but I think, you know, you want to get the most out of that investment. And so the way to really like eliminate risk of things not turning out the way that you want is to have an expert in each area. You know, you're going to have someone just watching the audio. You're going to have someone just watching the cameras.
Correct.
You know, you're going to have someone interviewing, and then have someone, you know, in your role to take care of like the aesthetics of it.
Correct.
And that's how you know that everything's going to be, you know, real tight, and you're going to create like a really high quality looking video.
Yes. It's the complete package.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Can you share, I mean, even if you don't mention names, just like sure. some examples of the work that you've done or projects you were really excited about, or, you know, different ways you've been able to help different companies?
Oh, sure. Well, in the last year, I'll just take the chunk of the last year. Mm-hmm. So our first experience into the commercial production world was through a good friend of Style Council. His name's Mario. He produced videos for Junior Achievement. Mm-hmm. So I believe it was on a national level for training videos that then they push out to the educational institutions that they're targeting and working with. So we did several videos with him, and training videos where we styled the talent. We provide communication to the talent prior to coming on set as to what they should bring, because with that budget, the talent was bringing their own, mm-hmm. Which is very common. But you know, that's something that we started to really realize that we even enjoy that process. I mean, the day on set is, I don't want to say it's the easy part, because it's not, mm-hmm. but it's like, okay, now I'm doing the job and using my hands.
Yeah.
The pre-production, which I really enjoy, is the planning process of it, the communication with the talent, what's it going to look like, who needs to wear what colors are going to coordinate best with mm-hmm. the set that we're on. So we got to go through that process with Mario and the talent that he was working with and Junior Achievement. And then of course we were there on set to do hair, makeup, and wardrobe. And mm-hmm. we did several videos with him, which we were kind of lucky, really lucky actually, to just have one client that we focused on, mm-hmm. With our introduction into, I guess you could say, this industry in mm-hmm. Northeast Ohio. So it was Junior Achievement, and then from there we had a couple creative projects that we did with Aveda, where we were styling. One was for a photo shoot for a hair competition mm-hmm. With a group of artists in Northeast Ohio, but they are then a part of a group on a national level with Aveda, so that mm-hmm. was pretty cool. And then recently we also did a fashion show for Aveda. They're starting to introduce hair shows into Northeast Ohio, so we got to style the models for that, which was great. We've been invited and were on set for a spec commercial for Rivian, which was really cool. That was yes. a pretty big production. Mm-hmm. It was outside. It was in the studio. I mean, it was over the course of 3 days, spread out over a few weeks. So we did the hair, makeup, and wardrobe for that. Mm-hmm. And then most recently, we just wrapped last Friday. It was Hamburger Helper,
oh,
who is
fun.
Relaunching their brand. I believe if I was told correctly, focused in the Midwest, mm-hmm. But it's three commercials that we filmed for their relaunch and rebrand that'll happen in 2024. So it's crazy.
That's a lot.
It has been a
in
lot.
A short
and
period
it,
of time.
Truly, it's just been since February mm-hmm. of 23. But, you know, Lee and I have been in business for 3 years, and I'm sure you mm-hmm. know, as business owners, at first you're just, man, you're just trying to survive, you know? So you kind of take anything that you can get. So that's what we did for the mm-hmm. first 2 years. And sometimes we were asked to do marketing support, which we had a background in. So it was kind of a, like, of course we will.
Yeah.
And, you know, even at, like, managing some social media accounts. So it was more marketing focused. We weren't truly on set for anything yet. But we were at least starting to understand what goes into the end product that I think now we're more closely involved with. But yes, just within the last year, we still were holding on to those marketing services because you want to offer everything and you want to do it every, you know.
I know. And then you kind of find your niche.
And then you find your niche. Mm-hmm. And then you take a leap of faith and you say, okay, this isn't what is truly lighting us up anymore. So let's hold on for dear life. Let's shed those services and just focus. And it's wild, wild that when you start focusing, even though it's in a smaller capacity or less services, that's when the timeline gets condensed and it actually can blossom and grow. And it's true. That's truly what has happened with Style Council. And I feel very blessed. I feel very grateful. And I don't take that lightly that once we made that decision, that's when we started to be able to connect with people as yourself, you know, and it seems like a natural fit to be a part of an industry that it's like, you know what I'm talking about. I know what you're talking about. And we can kind of do our work and do it really well.
Yeah.
And that's what's exciting. And I'm excited for next year. I don't know what's going on, but I'm excited for it.
I love it.
I don't know what's going to happen, you know, but I'm ready. And I think it'll be good.
Yeah.
I'm going to hold on to some faith that everything's going to work out.
Sounds like you're on a great track.
Thanks.
Yeah, absolutely. And I feel like it's nice, just nice to see that you're meeting more people in the industry and that I think, and it just the service you provide is so valuable. And Josh Lawhorn, our videographer, is not on the podcast today, but I'm going to like throw this out there because I know this is something him and I talk about a lot is like, to your point, like just thinking about like the wardrobe and like the actual like set dressing, like everything tells a story.
Yes.
And the purpose of what we do is to tell stories.
Right.
And it's to, whether it be a corporate video, you're still telling a story, or whether it be a film. And I feel like everything that you're talking about, like in terms of wardrobe, like what somebody's wearing, it adds to that story.
Yes.
And it's like, just as we say, like, you know, if the shot's shaky or if the color's off or if the audio's off, it like affects people's brain where something doesn't feel as professional or as right and they don't realize it and they don't know what it is, but it just doesn't have that feel. I feel like for what you do, it's the same thing.
Yes.
They're not dressed right. And you're providing like a phenomenal service to people like us to be able to do that.
Oh, that's great. Good. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm very grateful to be in your community of people.
We do.
It feels really good. And
well, and your background too, like I just wanted to like, I wanted to mention this earlier, like when you're talking about being in commercial real estate, like I feel like that's such an asset that you were because like you have been into like buildings and places and you understand like things like, you know, what rooms should look like and what build, you know, what properties should look like. And that's huge for a set.
It is very helpful. Mm-hmm. And what also has been helpful is that I've worked in a corporate environment, not only aesthetically, but also with, I would say that type of person that requires a very professional approach. It's just where they feel most comfortable is working with other professionals. And I'm not saying nobody here is not professional, but I think it just gives me an added awareness as to where they're coming from. And that does feel comfortable. And I actually had a really honest conversation with a friend of ours, Andrew, who's in the industry. He owns a company that provides equipment. And he's like, you know, Megan, you really need to get out and like get on a film set. You need to sharpen your knife. And and I anything Andrew or a couple of those guys tell me, I'm like, I soak it up. I'm like, okay, I got to think about this. I got to think about that. And I do feel that. And I do welcome that opportunity if it comes along, especially if it's like a short film, you know, something just to see if that's an area I want to be in. But, you know, my response to Andrew was, is I feel so comfortable in a corporate commercial type of setting because, of course, that's who I've spent time with.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm still stewing on that one a little bit. It's good advice.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I'll admit a total vulnerability. It scares me to think of like a big film set, but I think it'll probably happen at some point.
And I think like it would be a good opportunity because I always look at it as like every time we do a really large project, I feel like when we go back to doing like a smaller project, it's like it's so much easier and we have so much more knowledge. Yeah.
So true. Yeah. And you're right. That's exactly what he was getting at. And I'm sure after Hamburger Helper last week, you know, the next project I go on that I'm provided that is like, oh, it's just this, this, and this, I'll be like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know, and that's not bad.
Yeah, yeah, for
but
sure.
Those things feel great because then you're like, okay, I'm really fulfilled here and I'm not like teaching myself 20 new things.
Right, right. I wanted to, I know we kind of talked about this when you're talking about examples, but I just really wanted to talk about your process a little more because I think that kind of demonstrates the additional value you're providing. You're doing something different than just showing up and doing hair and makeup. Like you have this whole pre-production process as we do. So we know how important it is to plan.
Yes.
But you know, can you talk about how you work with clients? Like it sounds like you're really trying to get a feel for like their brand and make choices that fit within, you know, the scope of that.
Totally. And that's the fun part for me too. You know, I can't show up on set and just start doing the work. I could, but it's truly not fulfilling to me to operate like that. And what then I'm providing and presenting, you just know, like the person didn't think through it. And I don't want a client that you're working with to see that. You know, I'm there to work with you and represent your production company. So I need to be very well versed in everything from the script, of course the brand, or where they're trying to take the brand. I really kind of need to know all the things. And that's probably why I loved House of Style so much with Cindy Crawford, because it's like they were like, okay, here's a fashion designer, this is their new collection, this is why they chose the color red for this season. This is what they saw as being the next upcoming thing. So I use the analogy, I guess, that you know how some little kids, if not all little kids, they're like, you say something like, oh, don't do that. Well, why? You know?
Yeah.
But why?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever lost that and probably will never lose it. I just always want to know why.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's not super annoying to people, but you know, there have even been some productions where, you know, we have just been expected to show up. We aren't really, and not to anybody's fault, but we're not included in some pre-discussion, and it leaves us feeling very like off because we were like, if we only would have known, even if it's like a couple little nuggets.
Yeah.
We probably could have been a little bit better prepared or anticipated something about the talent or where they're coming from or whatever it is. So that pre-production process is important to me. And that often includes when it comes to like tangible things, whether it's something that it's a tool that you can pass along to the client, like a mood board of the wardrobe that we're envisioning. It could be that, or that's something that we just do internally. So it's like getting our thoughts down on paper, making sure we're sourcing the right items or we're telling the talent the correct items to bring. And then it's always evolving in terms of tools that we keep in our kit, whether that's a makeup kit or a wardrobe kit. I always want to be able to provide, it doesn't have to be the latest and greatest, but it has to be the items that work the best. Which can often keep my personal makeup, not my personal makeup kit, my professional makeup kit.
Yeah.
Anybody that likes the tools that they work with, they want the best. And I'm very much at that point where it's like, I want the best, but then I also know what works. And sometimes that is not the most glamorous product, but it's what works and works well on camera. So,
yeah.
It's always a toss-up. You always, like, want the latest and greatest. But it's, like, you know.
It has to fit.
It does.
You know, what you're trying to accomplish.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Totally. Sometimes the things that glitter aren't always the most practical.
Yeah.
And that's okay. I'm cool with that.
Yeah. I guess my last question for you, unless there's anything else we want to touch on, is, you know, we've shared a lot, but maybe just to kind of summarize, like, if, you know, a business is doing a production and they're thinking like, should I, you know, do I need some kind of like style services? Like what advice would you give them, or how would you kind of summarize like, you know, the value of that?
I guess the advice I would give is to take yourself through the exercise of being able to clearly articulate how you want things to look and feel to the audience. Mm-hmm. Down to details. Mm-hmm. You know, what do I want my talent to wear? If it's a video with the CEO, what colors should he be presenting? If it's a mm-hmm. recruitment video, like, take yourself through the process. And if you can clearly articulate that, and you know exactly the vision that you want, and you also feel you have the tools mm-hmm. and resources to execute it on your own, cool. Mm-hmm. But if you have gaps, or you hit points where you're like, I can't do that. I'm a person in HR trying to, mm-hmm. you know, work with Kathy and Bill to produce this video. I am not a makeup artist.
Mm-hmm. Everybody has their specialties.
Yes. Yeah. then I would say that's where Style Council will add a great deal of value to your project. So I think it starts with asking yourself a lot mm-hmm. of questions first. What are my expectations? You know, I'm sure you help your client with that a lot, mm-hmm. is yeah. walking them through. It's like, okay, if these are your expectations, these are the things that need to be in place to meet that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you know, I know that our services are sometimes, if not often, the afterthought. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, oh my gosh, what are we going to wear?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's 3 days before the production, yeah. and I'm trying to tell people what to wear. I can't articulate it. They don't know what I'm talking about. Then yes, you having that support is, I think, very important.
Yeah. And I want to add to what you said too, because I do think for the people that are watching and listening, and it takes me back to the conversation that you and I had when we met,
mm-hmm.
It's an important, what you're doing, it's more than just even, like when you talk about the feeling, I feel like it's more than just even the looking good and feeling good. It's the, like when we were talking about, we mentioned like talking about law firms. Like if a law firm was saying, hey, we really want to portray ourselves as being a more like a younger law firm,
yes.
that's more hip, that's more like, hey, we're not the old stuffy law firm, but
right.
then you have the CEO come in. Nobody thinks about wardrobe, and he wears a three-piece suit.
Exactly.
It changes the whole feel of the messaging.
Feel yes. is like the word. Yeah.
It is.
You do get a feel.
Yeah.
Like you said, mm-hmm. mood boards and things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that was actually one of Style Council's first taglines, is setting the mood.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what mood, what emotion are you trying to convey? And we help you set the mood.
Yeah. And I think that's so important for the production, because like for everybody that's watching or listening, like, if you're going to invest in this and like you're going to say this is our messaging, and I know like what's going to happen is you're going to have a small business owner, or you're going to have a marketing person or an HR person is going to go, well, the messaging's there. It's like, yeah, it may be there, but the visuals are so powerful along with the messaging. And I just feel like not having you guys involved, it's going to like, and not having, because like we're too busy to be thinking through all that. We'll be like,
yeah.
have your CEO come
right.
in at 10
yeah.
a.m. Get there at 9, we'll be
yeah.
set up by 10, and we'll interview them
mm-hmm.
and have them on camera. But if your CEO comes on camera, like, we're not going to be like, well, this is supposed to be like, you guys are like this young hip law firm, and like,
yeah.
this guy looks like he's going to like a fancy dinner party or a meeting or something. You know what I mean? Like, it just doesn't connect. And I feel like
yes.
that's why you guys are so important
mm-hmm.
for what
well,
you're doing.
You.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And it makes, you know, knowing now, being on set, everybody's got a job.
Mm-hmm.
And it's usually, I mean, everybody wears a couple hats, right?
Mm-hmm.
But usually you have kind of one focus for each person,
mm-hmm.
as you should.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's not somebody focused on that aspect, then it doubles your work, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
And then the production gets delayed, and people
mm-hmm.
get frustrated. The talent gets frustrated. The CEO gets frustrated.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or you miss things.
You miss,
yeah.
Or
mm-hmm.
you miss things.
Yeah.
Yes. And you know, you do a train or a video, and there's like the corner of a Diet Coke can in the background. You know,
yeah.
it's because you're so focused on him.
Yeah.
yeah.
And what he's making him feel comfortable. It's
mm-hmm. yeah.
It really does take a team of focus on the elements that they're best at.
Yeah. I love it. Mm-hmm. I love how we can work together, you know, and just make something really great that the client's gonna love. Mm-hmm. You know, it's mm-hmm. it's a very important part, I think, of putting a successful video together.
Yes, it is. I'm very optimistic about 2024. I mean, I feel like you kind of always have to run that lane to mm-hmm. to stay motivated, but I do. I just feel there's a shift happening. I feel mm-hmm. that, you know, young entrepreneurs, as we all are, kind of young, but yeah. I think there's a lot ahead for us, and mm-hmm. I know there's a lot of really, really talented and very smart people in our industry and in Northeast Ohio, mm-hmm. and I'm kind of pumped about it.
Yeah.
So are we.
I think next year is going to be pretty cool.
Yeah. I think so sure. too.
And we'll have to have you back on so like we can, maybe we'll come up with some other topics where you can maybe go a little bit more. Maybe we'll focus on makeup or we'll focus on wardrobe or we'll focus on set dressing and things like that.
Yeah. Maybe get down and dirty into like, you know, some tips, like some real practical tips
that would be great. People. That is something that, you know, going into January, it's a little quiet. So, mm-hmm. but I'm okay with that because it gives me time to work on the business and work on Style Council. And one of the things I want to start providing for people that seek us out, but you know, it's either not in the budget or they just don't really know. I want to be able to provide some tools for them that mm-hmm. they could, you know, whether it's a PDF that they can hand out to their staff and say, this is mm-hmm. what I need you to wear for Bill's production next week. And like Flex Media is going to be here, wear this.
Yeah.
Rather than having us on site, just to help people become aware that there is a plan and a process mm-hmm. to what they can do for their production. So
I love that. Maybe like a checklist of things you should consider.
That'll be exciting.
Something exactly.
like that. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, that'll be exciting. And then if you want to, like, just so everyone that's listening, watching knows, like, what's your website? So like if anyone wants to go learn more about you and Style Council.
Sure. Thank you. It's stylecouncil.co. Mm-hmm. Just CO. Mm-hmm. Like or he's like, you forgot the M. I'm like, there is no M.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yes.
Yeah, stylecouncil.co. You can find our services on there, and we have a blog that it's a creative blog. It's, you know, a little bit more geared towards creativity and different things like that. But and of course on Instagram @_stylecouncil, where we can update you and do update on projects that we're working on or just general like style things that we're seeing. Mm-hmm. And it's like, hey, give this a shot, give it a try, you know? And I think that's one of the main motivations and inspiration behind Style Council is that style, it's for everybody, but people get afraid of it. I can't do this. I can't do that. I would never try that. And I don't want to say it makes me upset when I hear that, but it's like you're capable, and anybody deserves to have a form of expression of mm-hmm. who they are. And I love when I see people take that to an extreme, mm-hmm. but I also respect and enjoy people that have like restraint to that and what their style is, but truly it's like throwing spaghetti on the wall. Style is just fun, and I hope that Style Council can just provide inspiration for that. You know, it's not you have to do this and you have to wear that, da 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 da. It's like, no, just here's something new.
Give it a shot. I love that. Yeah. Something people get so worked up and nervous about can really be fun and you know, exciting and just have a good time with it.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for joining us, Megan, and looking forward to having you back again in the future.
Okay. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening to Watch Time. We hope you guys enjoyed today's episode.
And remember to like and subscribe so you don't miss future episodes.
And if you want your question answered on our podcast, go to flexmediacle.com/watchtime.